Let us be seated. I want to congratulate all of our men. And wish all the men a happy Father's Day. Amen. If you have a man standing next to you, just wish them a happy Father's Day. Come on, come on. Come on, wish somebody happy Father's Day. Tell them happy Father's Day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Someone called me this morning. You know how when someone greets us, we say same to you too, right? So a woman called me this morning, you know, out of state. Ah, Pastor, I just want to wish you happy Father's Day. I said, thank you, same to you. Praise the Lord. I already said, wait a minute. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to be alive. Amen. To really enjoy God's presence. All of our men who are fathers, happy Father's Day. Amen. Those who are yet to be, but you are still a man. Amen. Happy Father's Day as well. Because I know there's still a seed in you. Amen. There's a seed in there. Amen. God bless you all. Two things before we go on. How many of you noticed something different up here today? Come on. How many of you noticed something different? The podium. Isn't it beautiful? Come on. Let's clap together for our women. That is what our women donated for their women's anniversary. Amen. Isn't it really nice? Amen. Men, I'm waiting for what you guys are going to do. Amen. This is nice. Are you getting me? Honestly speaking, it's a great thing to beautify the house of God. It doesn't matter how small it is. Amen. The house of God must be beautified. You know, I was telling somebody this morning, I said, if this church was owned by white folks, you will see how they would beautify this place. But we are doing our best. And we'll continue to do that. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I want to thank all the women. You know, this is really, truly awesome. Amen. Amen. You know, anybody that comes in and say the women did it. Amen. I want to thank you all. God bless you. I want to welcome one of our elders, Chief Femi Olafusi. He's been gone to Nigeria. Come on, let's bless God for his life. Amen. You know, we thank God. We have been praying that God will put Christian leaders in Nigeria. Amen. And we thank God for the stride that he is making. Amen. And everything that God has promised will come to pass through him. Amen. Amen. Isn't it a great thing? You know, when you go to Nigeria, it's my church member, you know. We go to the same church. Amen. And every one of you that have aspirations as well. Amen. Listen, I'm not stopping you. As long as God has given you the go ahead, go for it. Amen. God bless you all. We have a very short time today. I know that all of us, we have several Father's Day stuff planned. I know our mothers have stuff, dinner, I know all that stuff planned already. So I won't take much of your time. You know, I don't speak too much. I only speak very small. Praise the Lord. Amen. Small. Amen. Turn your Bibles. Today we want to speak to, you know, I really want to encourage all of you. If you have not been making a Sunday school, honestly, please make it. Let me tell you why. There's some teachings that we've been going through since January about the home. Amen. About the home. You know, it's vital for us to be part of it. Amen. You know, the Word of God is being taught undiluted here. Amen. Bible study, Tuesdays, Sunday school. Amen. Please, let's make a great point of it. I know if nothing blesses you out of it, one thing will bless you there. Are you getting me? So I want you to really make it a point. I know that if we are to resume work at 9:45 this morning, all of us will not be late. Amen. You know, our God is our Heavenly Father, you know, let's make it a point. Amen. To come. Because some of the things we're talking about, we'll have more time to ask questions during the Bible studies and at Sunday school. Amen. Last week, we began to talk. We continued our series on keys to successful marriage. And I believe last week we talked about that one of the keys to a successful marriage is that a man must understand what a woman wants. And a woman must understand what a man wants. Amen? Emotional needs of each one. Because if we don't, then we won't know how to deal with them. And I think we explained that the emotional needs of a woman is embedded in what Christ and what God said to the man. He says, man, love your wives. He says, husband, love your wives. Because women, they need nurturing. They are nurturing being by nature. Men, we said that man wants control. Man wants respect. Man wants admiration. And that is why the Bible says, women, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Amen. Today, I want to complete that. So turn your Bible to the book of Ephesians. 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 You know, all this, please make sure you are making use of these teachings. You can go on our website, download the podcast, go to iTunes, download it. Just type in CAC Vineyard of Comfort. Everything is there. Amen. Be able to download it. All right. Are you in Ephesians chapter 5? Let me ask you a question. If a marriage is to work, who has to do the most work? The man or the woman? Let's say it again. If a marriage is to work, who has the onus? Who? Man or the woman? How many of you say man? Who has to do it? Who has to do the work? Amen. I just want man or woman. So who says man? Lift up your hands. Okay? About 3-4 said man. Who says woman? Okay? Who says both? Okay. Everybody says both, right? Okay. All right. Turn your Bibles. You know, a man was reading something one day. Someone said, love is blind, marriage is the eye-opener. Amen? You know, when you're in love with somebody, you are blinded by a lot of the negatives, you know. But when you get married, your eyes open. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was really funny. He said, love is blind, marriage is the eye opener. Ephesians chapter 5. Wow, I got like 20 minutes. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Say that again. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify and cleanse it. Meaning it there is what? The church, right? Okay, I want you to follow this very well. That he may sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. By the word. That it might present it. What's the it again? The church. That it might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence or respect her husband. Amen. Father in heaven, I pray today that in the short time we have, that you will breathe upon your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The fifth key to a successful marriage is that each man, each person must understand their roles in the house. Today I want to speak to the men. When you begin to look at how God created the world, the Bible says in the book of Genesis, it says, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. So you begin to see that God created Adam first. Then out of Adam, God created Eve. So you begin to see that. And that was why in 1 Corinthians, I believe in chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7, Paul, when he was talking to the church in Corinth, says that for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of God. So Paul was saying that man is the image and the glory of God, but woman is the glory of a husband. Amen. Now, am I saying that men, women are created inferior than men? No. But I'm laying a point here. So when you begin to look at it, the scriptures makes us to understand that man is the highest work of God. The man is declared to be the image and the glory of God, while the woman is regarded as the glory of the man. This implies that a man is like God in a certain sense that woman is not. Amen? And that is why you will see that when things begin to go down in the Garden of Eden, who was held accountable first? The man. Amen? You will notice that God gave Adam instructions in the garden before even before Eve was formed. However, when you begin to look at the chronology of what happened in the Garden of Eden, you will see that it was Eve that broke the law first, not the man. However, when God will pronounce punishment and judgment, he came upon the man, amen, heavily. Heavily. What did he say of the woman? He says that in childbearing, you will have pain, right? And that your love will be to the man. However, for the man, God cursed the ground for his sake. Hello? Because when God created man to be in charge. And God punished Adam for the simple fact that he did, his responsibility of being in charge, he did not carry it out. Amen. Amen. So we have to understand that, again, I'm not saying that women are semi-citizens or anything, but the way God created it, man is supposed to be the head and man is supposed to be in charge. Amen. If you are living, say you want to go out, your children are at home. Whoever you give the instructions to, Abilali, is in charge. Generally, it's going to be your oldest son. And if anything happens when you are out and you come back, even if he did not do the deed, Even if it was his younger brothers that did it, you are still going to hold him what? Responsible. Why? Because it is him or her that you gave the responsibility of being in charge to. Amen, somebody. So, when you begin to look at the order of what God wants for the home, I say that for us to have a successful marriage, we must understand each other's roles. The role of the man is what? To be in charge, to be the head of the house. That's why Ephesians says that as Christ is the head of the church, husbands are the head of what? Of the house. You know, when you begin to look at, you know, there's this movement now that wants to attribute that God is not a masculine but a feminine. There are some Bibles now, I forgot the translation of it. There's a Bible that whenever you see a reference to the pronoun of God, generally in your Bibles, God is referred to as a he. There's now this movement now, this equality movement, women equality, or equal rights for women movement, where whenever they refer to God in that Bible, they said, our father stroke mother, which are in heaven. Amen? Why are they doing this? Because they are trying to say that man cannot be the head of the house. That it is an equal responsibility. While some things may be equal, however, the way God dictated it is that the man will be the head of the house. Have you ever seen someone that has two heads? If you see anybody that has two heads, it's called a monster. Amen? Whiny, whiny. So also, God has not designed the home to be run by two heads. The husband must take its rightful responsibility as the head of the house. That is why it is said, boys are born, but men are made. There are some people, there's a difference between a male and a man. Let me say that again. Because someone has testicles and have the reproductive organ of a male does not make them a man. Because we see nowadays that there are so many people who are just males, but they are not really men. And this is the reason why the house, the marriage, the marriage in society is having a problem. If men can stand up and be men, if men can do what God wants them to do, if men can forget and stop this ego trip and do what God has laid down, then homes will not have problems. That is not to say that women does not have their own right part to play. Amen, somebody. God's plan, placement, and purpose for the man cannot be overlooked in the context of the home. Amen? In the context of the home. I told you about, you know, it was man, Adam, that God gave commanded to, that said, don't eat the fruit. It was the man that named all the animals, even before the woman was created. When the man and the wife, when they sinned, it was the man that God sought for. God was watching. God knew that it was Eve that ate the fruit. But when God, the Bible said, when God came in the cool of the night, he did not say, Eve, where are you? He said, Adam, where are you? Why? Because Adam is the head, and because he was the head, he will be held accountable. Amen. So we see that men, we carry a lot on our shoulders. So, what should be the job of the man, the role of the man in the house? You know, I was reading the scriptures And I came across 28 things a man is supposed to do according to scriptures. Amen? Number one. Let's quickly begin to see how much we can get to. Number one. By divine arrangement, a man is supposed to be the provider of the house. Amen? A man is supposed to be what? The provider. It is true that in this economy that we are in, man and woman, they both work together. It's okay. But the way originally God wants it to be is that man must be what? The provider of the house. Man must be the one that runs around and say, you know what? We don't have this. This must be done. You know, there's some men, all they do is they just sit at home, have their wife go and work. The Bible said that he, a man that does not provide for his house, the Bible said he is worse than an infidel. Amen, somebody. Man is supposed to be what? The provider of the house. Not the woman. All the woman can do is help. Hello? That is why in whatever sense it may be, a man must not depend solely on the income of the wife. If the wife does anything, it's for her own change. Man is supposed to be what? Number one, the what? The provider of the house. Number two, the role of the man is to be a watchful, steadfast, and a decisive man in all his ways. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. The Bible says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Man must be watchful. That is why in the head, you know that in the head, we look at the anatomy of the head. What do you have? You have the eyes, right? What else? The ears? The nose? The mouth? Amen? Listen, as a man, who is the head? We as the man must be watchful. We must be able to be the person of vision in the house. The man is supposed to set the vision. Not only the financial vision, not only the spiritual vision, but the emotional vision of the house. You ever notice that? If a man is not happy, the whole house is not happy. Amen? We are to be steadfast. We are to be decisive in what we do. Let me tell you something. One thing I find out with women. A woman does not like weak men who waver. Hello? Woman likes a decisive man. It's just that they don't like a man that is so extremely decisive that they cannot listen to other people's advice. Number three. A man must be mature in spirit. Must be spiritually mature. One who has come of age, not just physically or chronologically, but spiritually. As a man who is the head of the house, because the fact that we are the head of the house makes us also the priest in the house. And you cannot be a priesthood if you are not spiritually mature. That means if there's anyone that needs to pray more in the house, it must be the man. If there's anyone that needs to study more in the house, it must be the man. But what are we having in homes now? It is the women that are more spiritual than the man. Amen? The man must be spiritually mature. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, it says, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be what? Men. Do you know there's some men? They can hold malice. You know why the Bible says that? In malice be children. Have you ever seen a small child hold malice? Hold a grudge? Come on now, answer me. Like if you see a small baby, a 2-year-old baby. a two-year-old baby. They don't hold grudges. That's why the Bible says, he who does not accept the kingdom of God like little children, it says what? He will not be able to enter in. The Bible says that as a man, how can a spiritually mature woman behold having malice against his wife? It says in understanding, be men, but in malice, be what? Children. You know why? Because children don't hold malice. So in essence, what the Bible says that in understanding, be men, but when it comes to the issue of malice, don't even go hold grudges at all. Again, you know, it's really fascinating when you begin to see this. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. Even as what? Christ loved the church. Does God hold malice with us? Come on now, answer. He doesn't. Because the moment we do something wrong, and we say, God, I come to you, I am sorry, have mercy. That's what? That's it. But if you as a man, you're holding malice. Bible says, in understanding what? Be like men. We must be spiritual, spiritually mature. But you'll find out that many men, they are just hefty in stature, but they are nothing spiritually. Amen. I ask a question. To hold the house, who is more responsible? You said men, somebody said women, somebody said both. Who gets there? Amen. It says in understanding. That's why when you look at the scriptures again, then let's go back to that Ephesians quickly. Ephesians chapter 5. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ did what? Also loved the church, gave himself for it. So number 4 is what? How many have I given you so far? 3. Number 4 is that the role of the husband in the house is a husband should love his wife. Amen? To do what? Love his wife. Let me tell you the 3 kinds of love the Bible talks about here. Number 1 is sacrificial love. The Bible says, as Christ also loved the church and he what? Gave himself. Meaning that Christ surrendered. Amen. He said Christ gave himself for the church. So the love that a husband must have for his wife must be a sacrificial love. A love that gives, not a love that asks in return. There's a reason why the Bible said that. Because we men, we are me, 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 me. Remember, the first word in men is what? M-E. What is M-E? The first 2 letters, isn't it? Men. Amen? And you know, I told you last week that women, we are about ego. Hello? It's about us. We will talk to the woman anyhow, but when the woman talks back, we say they talk too much. Isn't it? What we cannot accept, we dish it out. Hello? What the woman dare not say, we men, we will say and say and say and say and say. Because what? The attention is about us. Because we are the product of that ego. Amen? If you read psychology, there's something called id, super id, and ego. Amen? And ego is about yourself. It doesn't look out for anybody else. It looks out for you alone. Amen? You know, men by nature, you know, the testosterone in men, we see everything as in competition. That is why man will watch sports, woman will watch soap opera. Come on now. Amen? Because all about it is, at the end, who's winning? Hello? So the Bible now says, knowing that women We are that product of ego. He says now, we should now love our wives the way Christ loved the church, and he gave himself. For someone who is an ego trip, the worst thing you can tell them to do is give all of them. Amen? That means give up your rights sometimes. A man said one time, he says, I've learned that if I'm going to have the last word, I have to say it privately. Some of you got that joke. Amen? You know, there's some men, when they're talking to their wife, you see, it's shining on me, they're my mind. They're talking to me like that. I will let you know that the moment someone said, I will let you know that I'm a man, they have lost their respect as a man. Praise the Lord. Don't you know me? I will let you know that I am the man in this house. Nobody is fighting you. You're already the man. If you have to. Praise the Lord. If you have to let them know that you are the man in the house, I mean, what are you? You are not the woman. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Bible says so. So if when we're going to love somebody, when we're going to love our wives, the love must be a sacrificial love. The Bible says, what love is this? That a friend will lay down his life. How many of us as husbands can die for our wives now? Praise the Lord. Someone say, eh? Eh? Didn't Christ die for us? Come on now, didn't Christ die for us? So even if you don't die literally, you know, none of us will die young. Even if you don't die literally, when we're going to talk about dying, some things we need to die to, in order that we love our wives, sometimes we need to die to self, die to our ego. So he gave himself. The story was said of a man. He and his wife, they were crossing the railroad tracks. And all of a sudden, the heels of the woman got caught on the tracks. And there was a train coming, speeding. The train was trying to slow down. The husband was holding to the wife. The wife said, leave me, go, leave me. Leave me, go. As the train was approaching, the husband held tight to his wife. He says, I will not leave you. How many men can do that? That is the kind of love that Christ has for us. Gives himself, gives everything, gives their money. Some men will be hiding money from their wives. Praise the Lord. Are you getting me? Well, I mean, you know, you have to understand, there's some men that the reason why they hide this sometimes is that some women tend to overspend, you know, but again, I balanced up. Right? Amen? You tell them, buy something for $100, they'll come back with the $400 bill. They're like, hey. And they'll justify it. They'll tell you that they saw this in sale, and it was in sale. It's always sale. But the Bible says that the kind of love you're supposed to have must be a sacrificial love. The second kind of love is what I call a sanctifying love. Watch what the Bible says. The Bible says, therefore, it says, husband loves your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify, that in my word, sanctify, cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, so that he might present the church to himself as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. The love that we're supposed to have to our wives must be a love that after all is said and done, the woman has no blemish. Praise the Lord. The woman has what? Now, nobody is perfect. But what is essence is that you will love your wife so much that you don't even see any blemish. Amen. If a woman is loved the way they should love, their approach, their outlook, even outside, is different. No, I'm serious. You will see they will glow better. They will feel better. They will look better. And when I mean look, I'm not talking about beauty, because since many a times we jumble it up into just physical looks alone. I'm talking of there's an inner beauty that if it radiates outside, inside from a woman, when it's coming inside from a woman and it shoots out, it has a power. It has a power to make the woman extraordinarily beautiful. That's the kind of love that God, the Bible is saying that we as husbands, we must have for our wives. A husband, a love that doesn't know about the blemish. No? The woman may not know how to dress, but because of that love, baby, you look beautiful. There's some people, see. Amen. A sacrificial love. A sanctifying love. Amen. It now says that, it says in verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Women, we know how to take care of ourselves. Praise the Lord. It says, we must take care of our wives as we love our own bodies. Praise the Lord. As we prep ourselves. The Bible says, there's no one that hates his own body. Abibeko, it says, but we nourish, we cherish our bodies. That's why we get the air cut every week. Amen? That's why we do anything we need to do to make us look good. We will iron that. You won't see a man go out without ironing their shirt. They will iron it. But tell you what, when the woman says, can you iron my akonu? I don't worry when you wear it, I know. Oh boy, am I speaking to someone today? Praise the Lord. He says that we don't hate our body. None of us as men that has our body that irritates us. So why will your wife irritate? Why will you get to a point where you are saying your wife irritates you? So the Bible says, if you get to the point where now that you say that your wife irritates you, that means that your body irritates you. Yes. It nourishes it, cherishes it. So the question becomes, how do you nourish, cherish your wife? Number one, you must learn to show appreciation. Amen? Show appreciation. Care for your wife. Someone said, he said, when you see a man opening the door of the car for his wife, watch this. Either the car is new or the wife is new. Hello? Yeah, that really hit home, right? Either the wife is new or the car is new. That's not what the Bible wants. He wants us to cherish. I told you of a story of a man one time. You know, when they first met, the husband will open the door. Baby. Darling. Honey. Sweetie. You know, we have all these pet names. Praise the Lord. Sugar pie. Honey pie. I have one of my brothers. Pookie poo. True story. Hello. So they went to a function. Before they were married, they were doing all this. The guy will open the door. So now they just got married. I guess a few months after the marriage, they now went to a function. So the woman is still sitting in the car. Wait, ah. My husband is going to open the car. The man has already got inside the function hall. Praise the Lord. Where's your wife? Ah! Praise the Lord. I know it's funny, right? But isn't that what happens sometimes? Someone said, I wish marriage would be like when we were courting. You know when you're trying to chase somebody? Hello? Men, say hey. Men, say hey. You know when we're trying to chase our wives? What do we do? You will go to their house, they will talk. You walk back home, Timbari and Way. Yeah, Emma Binuma. What's the story? I took Badawa. Praise the Lord. There's nothing we will not do. We will take them out. Hello? The best, the finest restaurant. You will, even if you don't have time, you will make time available. So, now that you got the person, what changed? So, were you faking it all this while? Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, it says, you nourish, you cherish your wife. Amen. Part of it is how we talk about our wives. Say, I wouldn't have become on Jack Badu. Oh, by me, sorry, giddy daddy. And there are some people now, when they talk about their wives, they will. Bible says, it says, husband, love your wives. We show love by showing appreciation. Amen. We show appreciation. Number two, we must not. When we love our wives, we cannot be committing adultery. Exodus 20:14 says, thou shall not commit adultery. Go to the book of Proverbs. Let me read something. Proverbs chapter 5. Men, yes, I understand that women, whatever we see in sight, our eyes triggers the hormones in us. You know that all you see is sexy. Dress your wife sexy. Not provocative now. Hello? Can do your own thing in your own little house. Hello, somebody? It's your wife. Nobody will carry you. But if you're not married, don't do it, though. Proverbs chapter 5, watch this, in verse 15. Drink waters out of thy own cistern, and running waters out of thy own well. Now, that doesn't do justice to it, right? Let me read another translation. New Living Translation says, verse 15, drink water from your own well, meaning, share your love only with your wife only. Amen. Wo baba ma so kini kan won ni orisa je npe meje obirin osi o. Meaning, okay, some of you are saying, what is he saying? Meaning, there's no woman that will say, yeah, I know you love me, so you want to love another woman, go ahead. I'm okay with it. Now lie. And the Bible says, it says, drink water from your own. It says, share your love with your wife. It now says something. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets?
You don't know that, okay? You don't know the Yoruba to that one. I'm too much in Yoruba. I'm too much so.
Why spill the water of your springs in the streets having sex with just anyone? How can you as a man say you love your wife and you are sleeping with someone else? Amen? He says, you should reserve it for yourself. Your love should be for your wife. Never share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Amen? Love your wives. You cannot be going around and, you know, being Father Christmas to everybody. No, I begin to say, you know what? After all, I'm just counseling her. What kind of counseling? I say, baby, you are sweet. I know you are going through so much stuff. You know I love you. What kind of nonsense is that? Counseling. You know, counseling won't look fair. We have women ministers. Let them go to women ministers. Let them get counseled. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen? Because small. That is how it begins. One thing is that. Both, either man or woman, whenever we are vulnerable, whoever comes in fill that need at that time, our soul will attach to them. It's the truth. And that is why I always question someone who maybe they were together, she or she was together with someone, and they now break up, and now all of a sudden somebody is trying to soothe her, or because the person is trying to soothe her, they now got connected. Cooking Shabbat last. Because it was just the fact that they were trying to fill each other's needs at that. Amen. He says, drink water from your own cistern. Another one. If you go down, I want to get graphic now. I'm not getting graphic, but this is what the scripture says. Where is it at? It says, let her breast satisfy you. Okay. Okay, the Bible says, verse 20, why be captivated by my son, by an immoral woman, or fondle the breast of a promiscuous woman? Amen. You know, we cannot, man. There's no way you can say you love your wife and you commit adultery as men. Whatever you are seeing, stop seeing television. The way someone dresses in television and think that is all in all. Amen? A woman can be pretty. The beauty of a woman is in the way you man take care of them. Learn to show appreciation to your wife. We must learn to speak lovely words to your wife. If you ever read the book of Song of Solomon, hello? Song of Solomon. Maybe we men here, I should make it an assignment. Go and read Song of Solomon, especially chapter 4. Hello? Watch what the Bible says. This is what Solomon was saying. It says, this is what the man now talking to the woman. You are beautiful, my darling. Beautiful beyond words. Your eyes are like the doves behind your veil. Your hair falls in waves like a flock of goats winding down the slopes of Gilead. Your teeth are as white as sheep, recently shorn and freshly washed. Your smile is flawless. Any woman that hears that from her husband every day. Hello? Imagine if every day you serenade your wife with that. Only each tooth match with his twin. Your lips are like scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is inviting. Your cheeks are like rosy pomegranates behind your veil. Your neck is as beautiful as the Tower of David. Jewel with the shields of 1,000 heroes. Your breasts are like two fawns, twin fawns of the gazelle grazing among the lilies. Imagine if you are saying that to your wife. I don't know. Hold on. Whatever to them, why are you? Come on now. Praise the Lord. You know, the moment you begin to say that, are you like, Daddy John, today in here? Amen. Listen. Another thing is that, let me go because of my time. Our behavior as a man must draw our wives closer to God. Our behavior as man. And also, we must understand, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, men, deal with your wife with understanding. I want to stop there. My time is up. We'll continue next week. It says, deal with them with what? With understanding. Now says something. He said, he who does not take care of his wife, he says his prayers will not be answered. Somebody open it for me. 1 Peter chapter 3. Don't say pastor is bringing up. 1 Peter chapter 3. I think in verse 7, I believe. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. And I'm going to close on there.
Likewise.
Uh-huh. Dwell with them according to knowledge, understanding. Uh-huh. Giving, listen, what did he say? He said what? Giving what? Honor. Learn to honor your wife. Amen? Some people, when they go out with their wives, especially to function, you will know. I was telling some people last week, I said if I go to a place, if I go to a function, even if a man and a wife, if they walk in together, I will know if there's tension within them. It's that simple. Amen? Because if there are no tension, one of the things you'll find out is that they will always be around each other, even if they are talking to their friends. But what will happen if there's tension? Eventually, if you watch closely, one will sit one way, Yoko Ashikini, I'll come back here alone. That's one thing we men need to stop doing when we go out with our wives. You know, some people just leave their wives there. He just begins to go. And the wife is sitting there. Maybe he doesn't even know what is going on. Just sitting there lonely. Lonely. All of a sudden now, the wife gets mad. Gets upset. And says, you know what? I'm just lonely here. I'm going to go stay outside. You don't want to share it now. Come on, tell me. All of a sudden, boom. You see how small things. If you want to say hello to someone, why don't you just go with your wife? Hi, how are you? Have you met my wife? You know, you see your wife just smile. Am I lying? Praise the Lord. We will teach you the scriptures. We must also balance it and tell you practical stuff. You are going to a place in your work, and they are giving you an extraordinary award at work. And you're telling your wife to stay at home. Why? But you have the disorder. What is wrong with telling your people, hi, you met my wife? How long have you been married? You begin to tell stories. You know, honor. The Bible says, deal with them with understanding and then honor them. The way you honor them is how you talk about them. I don't discuss the issue of my wife with anybody. Praise the Lord. No. Good or bad? No. So women, they begin to discuss the intimacy details between them and their husband with their friends at work. If you see what he did last night, what kind of nonsense is that? The Bible says that the marriage bed must be honorable. It's between you and your wife. Why do you need to tell people? Nobody's winning trophy. They said, if a woman has it very well, the night before the morning, they always know. Let them know. Let them just see you glue. That's to say, this is how he did it. Or this is what he doesn't do. If there's something he doesn't do or she doesn't do, both of you talk about it. Find out big ways to sexually satisfy each other. I'm going to talk about that another day. I'm going to give you a warning. Today we're going to do that one. No kids. Praise the Lord. We must understand some of these practical things is what breaks homes apart. The Bible says, honor your wife. Honor. But the way you carry your wife, the way you talk to your wife in public. Amen. Let me true story. One day, remember I told you a few weeks ago that it was a brother who was getting married, and they said, "Do you take this one?" He began to cry. I told you about that, right? One day we were in church. His wife is generally an outgoing person, you know, who will greet everybody after service. Ah, mommy bayo, God bless you. Rareji, mommy, ekasuma. And the husband is the kind that whenever the service is over, he's ready to go. So we were at church that day. The man, you know, the man just, everybody look at me, the man just busted through the door. Challenger, eh? Get out for me, man. Yeah, well, Obasa. He's not there, so we were all in church. What did you talk about? See my dialect. Don't want me for me, man. So carry the son. And truly, truly, Baba Ede Jama, Ojaya Wele. How can? So Bola for me. Even if I was that mad, I'll just sit in the car. You know, I'll be like, you know. And I've done that many times. I'll be like, you know, especially in the mall. Have you ever done that? When you're like, you're ready to go, and you're like, just release. You can't just talk. You know, we cannot talk to our wives in an abnormal way. Hallelujah. Because the more you talk to your wife in a negative way, the more it diminishes their self-esteem. That is why some men, the reason why some men, let me give you some Assyrian concept. The reason why some men speak harsh words against women is because of control. There's nothing that can damage the ego or the self-esteem of a woman than you talking bad about them. Or ye man junior, you go for no. That's why women, you know, sometimes when we are angry, we tend to want to speak. You know, after our lot of after sorrow. But we don't know the effect those words have. Let me finish that and I'm done. Simple. There's a man in here that your prayers are not being answered. How are you dealing with your wives? Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about wives alone. Even if it's someone that you are courting right now, that is because you just begin to talk to anybody anyhow. Praise the Lord. Because women, we won't accept anyone to talk to us like that. So if we cannot accept someone to talk to us anyhow, why are we as a husband talking to our wives anyhow? As if they don't matter. Amen. Are you getting me? The Bible says, deal with them with understanding. That's what it says. It says, if you deal with them in understanding, now honor your wife. It now says, so that your prayers will not be what? Hindered. That means there are some men running around today that they will pray, they will fast. And that prayer will not go above this ceiling. Why? Because they are not treating their wife well. Now come and begin to make waste precious time of men and women of God. Yeah, I'm talking to the men today. Don't worry. Next week we'll talk about the women. The Bible says, husband. And so the all in all of it is it says, husbands, love your wives. Simple. When you love your wife, you will overlook their mistakes. Amen. When you love your wife, whatever they do, you'll be okay with it. Remember, I told you the acronym for love, L-O-V-E. Don't forget. Don't forget, I always say, number one, do what? Listen to each other. Number two, overlook mistakes. Number three, value each other. Place value on your wife. Do you know something? A woman will fight because someone speaks bad about their husband. But you know what a husband will do? Multiman suffer now. You are just buttressing the point of what I've been telling her. No, am I lying? But yet, there will be a woman. A woman will be like, you talk to my husband like that. Am I your family? Am I better? I need to do that. No, you can't talk to my husband like that. But a man will be like, don't go to the wife. You too. I've told you. Da-da-da-da-da. Come on. Value each other. And the last one, what? Enjoy each other. Find time to take your wife out to dinner. Don't say, you don't know dinner. Let me tell you the secret behind it. I was telling some folks last week. The secret behind it is this. A woman loves a quiet time with you. And sometimes that is the only way they can get that quiet time. Because the kids are home. And plus, when you're at home, women, we won't listen properly. You know, the woman is talking. Cowboys 10. Redskin. Guess what happened? The woman would just say, okay, later. You just go straight to the bed. You know, sometimes when the woman is, you know, even if they're not sleepy, that sleep will come quick. Lord will bless us. Husbands, love your wives. I think we touched only five, Abby. And I told you there's 28. So I don't know when we'll get to that 28. Amen. And I have for the women. I think women is like 30. Stand up on your feet. God is good. Amen. Is somebody blessed by this word? Amen. Don't forget, husband, I gave you an assignment, right? What was the assignment? Song of Solomon, chapter. Amen. Go and read it. Make it your own words. Hello? Daddy and smile, Daddy. But yes, I'm going to do that. Honey, you are beautiful, my darling. Hello? Your wife wakes up tomorrow, say, good morning, my beautiful darling. Amen. Your teeth are as white as the sheep. Your lips are like scarlet ribbon. You're like, and if your wife can do that, blushing. You see them blushing. Lift your hands to God. Lord, teach me to be a better husband. Teach me to be a better wife. Those of you who are not married, say, Lord, prepare me the way you, oh Lord, want it for that person. Pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father in heaven, we thank you. Lord, our prayer is this. We cannot do it on our own, but you, Lord, can help us. Help us to be the better husband. Amen. The husband you, O Lord, want us to be, help us to be it. Help us to be the wife that you want us to be. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Let us be seated. We will continue again next week. Amen. Talk about this.